Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude this study, Revelation 12 and September 23rd, 2017. This is part 2 of 2. Now, never fear, Nibiru is here. Dun, 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 dun. Now that's not a superhero wearing a cape. It's an unseen planet X that is supposed to show up and block the sun, enabling the world to see this sign for 3 hours. Were you laughing at it, right? Doesn't that sound like good sound?
No,
to his credit, he's been trying to debunk Planet X for a while. I hate to give him credit, but he's not involved in this at all. But I don't know how you knew this, but there have been for several years now people claiming that there's this planet out there that no one's ever seen. It's not really surprising. A lot of the same people believe in a flat Earth. And NASA is hiding it from you. See? And this planet has somehow been able to avoid our telescopes, but it's going to show up Saturday. Not in our atmosphere or anything, but in our solar system, and it's going to park itself in front of the sun for 3 hours, which then will enable you to then see what's behind there because the sun's not shining. Now, so they're asking people to have faith in nothing. Blind faith. The Bible doesn't predict this. The Bible says nothing about unseen planets, unknown planets. There are a lot of Christians who work for NASA. I think some folks just don't get that. There are a lot of atheists at NASA. They do have a terrible worldview, and NASA has spent billions of dollars trying to prove there are little green men because they think that it will disprove the existence of God and prove that evolution takes place all over the universe. That's why they're spending billions of dollars on what they send out into space. That doesn't mean everything they do and say is a lie. In order to get by with lies, there has to be some truth. That's why Satan operates that way. Satan is not just 100% lies. If he was, no one would ever believe anything from him. The Mormon church has some truth in it. That's why people believe their lies, because it's mixed with truth. The Jehovah's Witnesses don't come to your door and just lie their pants off the whole time they're standing there. They do have some truth. And that's the bait that gets you reeled in. Even the Satanists, the Church of Satan, believe it or not, they don't preach lies 100% of the time. They say some things that are true. The Church of Scientology, you realize they say a lot of stuff like with the vaccines. They're one of the people that's trying to get the truth out about a lot of the vaccines, how the vaccines are filled with garbage, filled with mercury, causing all kinds of people to get sick and be debilitated and die. So since Scientologists are saying it, we shouldn't believe it? No, you got to test everything, whether it's true or not, no matter where it comes from. Amen? You got to put it out there, because people think just because NASA has a lot of bad stuff to it, that everything they do is a lie, and that's just not true. But I found this out a few weeks ago, and online, and some of my personal, private conversations, I said, do you realize that and on the day that this thing's supposed to happen, you can't see it? And they said, no, that's not true. I said, yes, it is. Go do your research and get back with me. Some of them didn't get back with me. Some of them did and said, well, I never knew that. Let me interject this, because all of us are prone to be fooled. That's why I don't get up here and name these people. I don't try to shame people. All of us have been fooled. I mean, I've been suckered into some really dumb things in the past. It's been a while since I've been suckered on the Bible. But I've been taken by salesmen and things like that. All of us are prone to that kind of thing. So what we want to do is to help people see the truth. And so with the ones that will humble themselves and say, you know what, I didn't know that. And I said, do you know what else is that the way we're supposed to be able to see it is that this planet that no one's ever seen before is going to show up Saturday and block the sun for 3 hours. Long enough for Gilligan's tour. Some of you know that joke. Some of you know that, just kidding. Yes, we all know how that ended up. And sadly, what's going on, some are predicting dire results. Some are saying that Nibiru is going to knock some comets into our atmosphere and cause, if something like that ever happened, we're toast. So what do I think of that? I think it's cartoons. It's a drawing. B-O-L-O-G-N-A, yeah. The Bible doesn't say a thing about this. So who are you going to believe? The Bible or some dude on YouTube? Some crook or charlatan on TBN? Because they are actually contradicting God's Word with this stuff. It's a shame that so many Christians have gotten suckered into this. Scared to death. No reason to be. But I'll tell you, you watch those YouTube videos, man, they can be pretty creepy and they can get you kind of like, even if you don't believe it, you're thinking, maybe I'll just get a little extra water and some, you know, toilet paper for this weekend. I mean, some of you don't want to admit, but if you've seen some of these YouTube videos, you know what I'm talking about. These people sit in their basements in their mom and dad's house, man, they put these things together and they are talented. So let's review. Number one, you have to ignore the biblical context. Number two, you have to call wonder a sign. Number three, you have to pretend that John predicted that this sign, not called a sign in Scripture, would appear in the sky for believers to see. But it can't be seen, so you have to believe in a phantom planet, Planet X or Nibiru, that will show itself and block the sun, enabling you to see this sign on September 23rd, 2017, if you're in the Middle East. And additional claims fail under honest scrutiny. For example, they claim that Jupiter, you remember that chart I showed you, Jupiter represents the king planet. They claim that it enters Virgo's womb and is delivered on Saturday between her feet. Now, if you look at that chart, a little problem with that theory, and what they do is they doctor this stuff. On the chart, Jupiter hangs out on the side. They're pretending that Jupiter goes around in here from day to day and then comes out and shows up here. It don't happen. Somebody's doctoring the charts. So I'm hoping what you're getting from this is not just the fact that when these things happen, you can come to BBF and I'll take some time to refute it. But what I'm hoping you do is just start refuting it yourself. When you hear this stuff, put it to the test, man. Some are also connecting the Jewish feast to September 23rd. And the Feast of Trumpets is on the 21st and 22nd. But the feasts, first of all, they have nothing to do with the church or the rapture. The feasts were given to who? And it says they were given to Israel forever. Let's look over in Leviticus. I'm not going to ask you, but there might be a few of you who have never read anything in Leviticus before. But it is a really good book. Third book of Moses, Leviticus chapter 23. And you ought to mark this, but make a note of it in your memory bank, that the feasts are given to us in Leviticus 23. You can read all about the feasts anytime you want to. You need a refresher? Go read in Leviticus 23 and verses 1 and 2. It says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. Then he goes through. We don't have time to run through all that, but go to verse 21. And this is what he says about these feasts. Verse 21, "And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be an holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute," what?
"Forever.
In all your dwellings throughout your generations to Israel." Forever. Go over to verse 44 where the chapter ends. Verse 44, read that with me. "And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of the Lord." The feasts are to who? Israel. They're not to the church. These fads are easily refuted by the careful, mature Bible student. Why? Because, listen, what they're doing, and some of these guys, it's confusing because they don't teach replacement theology, but what they're doing is putting into practice replacement theology. They're taking the feasts from Israel and giving them to the church. And folks, they don't belong to us. People have asked, why don't you do a Passover Seder? Because we're not under the law. It's interesting to have somebody come in and go through the Seder and tell you how it represents Jesus, the Lamb that's spotless, without blemish. And they cut His throat and shed His blood, and the blood was put on the doorpost. And God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And so if you have the blood of the Lamb applied to you, then you will be passed over with judgment. You will have eternal life. That's what the Passover is all about. But as far as celebrating the Passover, nobody celebrates the Passover today. I don't care if they're a Jew or not. They don't celebrate the Passover. There are a small number who actually do kill a lamb, by the way. But if you're going to celebrate the Passover, number one, you've got to kill a lamb. None of these messianic congregations who claim to be doing seders, they're not doing seders. They don't slice the throat of a lamb without blemish and take the blood and take it to the temple. There is no temple. Nobody celebrates. All these Seventh-day Adventists down here claiming to be keeping the feast and keeping the Sabbath. Baloney. They don't keep you know what? Most of them would be stoned to death if they were put under the law the way they keep the Sabbath. They break the Sabbath every Saturday. It's frustrating because there's so many people caught up in that stuff, and it's false. It's fake. It's pretend, and it's actually blasphemous. Thankfully, there are many attempting to explain and debunk this hoax, and I just found this as one example. I want to share it with you. If you can't read it, I'll read it. But up in the top line, it says, "There's nothing rare or unusual about a recurring set of astronomical patterns." Folks, the time for you to panic is if they're not where they're supposed to be. God has set everything in order. It's one of the great evidences of God is the exact mathematical order of the universe. There is intelligence. There is design. There is a God in heaven. But if everything just starts going haywire, get in your bunker. He says this. I don't know who this is. He uses a name, Teth, on YouTube, but I just wanted to use it. I just thought, you know, this is really good. He says the sun and moon annually pass through Virgo. There are always at least 12 stars above Virgo, and Jupiter moves through Virgo every 12 years. This year, however, the planet is not moving into the womb to be born, as I just showed you. Jupiter's not going into a womb, although they're pretending it is. Rather, Jupiter is moving along the outer side of Virgo's constellation and will exit below the palm. And there it is. As I showed you, Jupiter is not going into the womb and not going to be delivered, the way they're claiming. And then this YouTube user sums things up nicely. He says, "Those primarily involved in popularizing all other misleading theories and predictions are the same who are promoting this theory." You'll find that there's the same crew over and over and over doing this stuff. And when this date comes and goes, without the associated significance, they will find new theories to popularize. Unfortunately, many believers will be confounded and affected by these misrepresentations and misleading theories. Why? Because there is a sucker born every minute. And many of them are baptized Christians. But because they will not follow the wisdom of the Word of God and make everything subject to the Word of God, they constantly fall for this stuff over and over. They have no repentance, no refunds, no end in sight until Jesus takes us out of here. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. That's why I'm going to tell you this tonight. If you didn't pay attention tonight and you don't learn what I'm teaching here tonight, you are going to fall because you think too highly of yourself. If you will not be taught how to test things by the Word of God, you are going to fall for this. One of these days, you're going to find yourself stuck in the middle of some crazy cult drinking Kool-Aid. Sorry, no refunds. This was Edgar Wisenhunt back when I first got saved. This had just blown over. 88 Reasons Why the Rapture Will Happen in 1988. You might notice it didn't. Sorry, no refunds from Harold Camping. He sold quite a number of these books called 1994 question mark. And he got that wrong. So, sorry, no refunds. He tried again. May 21st. Got that wrong. Changed it to October. Got that wrong. Had a stroke and died. No refunds. Sorry, no refunds. Most of the stuff this Jonathan Kahn guy has been conning people with hasn't come true. Sorry, no refunds. Blood moons have come and gone. One last place before we close up. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. The one I remember getting caught up in when I was been saved for just a few years was the prayer of Jabez. You remember that? I didn't buy all these myself, but I had the book. I had the calendar. I had the bookmark. I had a T-shirt. I had a little sticker, and I put a sticker up at my little place where I worked. Prayer of Jabez. Totally taken out of context and made that guy Wilkinson or whatever his name was, Bruce Wilkinson, anything?
If you pray this prayer for a month,
Yeah. I saw, and they do that on Facebook. How many of you are on Facebook and you get those messages that if you send these to a certain number of people and, you know, and like and share this and God will bless you and all that. And I saw somebody today post one where the doctor came out to talk to a man. And he said, "I'm sorry, sir. We were 2 Facebook shares and likes away from saving your wife." Because that's what they insinuate. Like, if you don't like and share this enough, people are going to die. Or you might die. It's superstition, folks. Superstition. Just don't tell me you do it. Just stop. You don't have to tell me you do it. Just stop. If you are forwarding this stuff in email or Facebook or whatever, stop. It's superstition. It's just ridiculous. 2 Timothy 3, let's start at verse 16. Let me get there with you. You've heard this before, hopefully. Read verse 16, 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Now, all Scripture, that's all 66 books, given by inspiration of God means it's God-breathed. Doctrine. Most of the apostate and backslidden and Laodicean preachers and teachers today will tell you doctrine is bad. Doctrine is wrong. Doctrine is a problem. No, doctrine's the only reason we're here. Doctrine was given us in this book. Doctrine's what we're here for in local church meetings. For sound doctrine. If anybody tells you that doctrine isn't important, turn them off, leave, and never go back. Read verse 1, beginning in chapter 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Read verse 2. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and what?
Doctrine.
Preach the word, not your dreams. I'm not opposed to you having dreams, but they're to you. I really believe that. God may speak to you through a dream, but He's speaking to you. Keep it to yourself. Amen. Visions? Not today. I've got a book. I don't need your visions. God wants to speak to me in a vision? That's different. If we just get people to stop making posts and YouTube videos and testimonies in church about their dreams and visions, it would clear up probably 2/3 of the error in the church today. We had a lady come in a bunch of churches years ago telling everybody that my car broke down and I was walking to the next exit and a man pulled over to pick me up and I just felt at peace with him, so I got in the back of the car, I got in the front of the car with him, and he started heading down the road and suddenly a man appeared in the back seat. Now, he'd probably been shot if that had been me in the car. But he says, I am Gabriel and the trump is on my lips. And he repeated that 3 times. And I looked over at the driver. I said, what do you think he means? And then we looked back and he was gone. And she went around to church, giving that testimony, telling everybody, Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. Gabriel visited us and said, his lips are on the trumpet. And I wasn't at church. She came to a church I was attending and gave that testimony. I came back the next week. And they were still talking about it. And I was like, what did she say? And they told me. And I said, well, wait a minute. First of all, where does it say Gabriel blows a trumpet? It says the trump of God and the voice of Michael. The voice of the archangel. There's only one archangel in the Bible. It's Michael. He's the only one called a Michael, an archangel. I said, second of all, how long ago has this been? It was about 2 weeks. I said, well, when did she say it was going to happen? She didn't say. How long are we supposed to be on edge here? I'll tell you. That was about 1994. B-O-L-O-G-N-A. We get our doctrine from the Word. And don't go by visions and dreams unless they're yours. And you'd better be very sure that's the Lord Jesus Christ, because Satan himself appears as an angel of light. So every vision and dream you have had better conform to this book, or you're talking to a devil. Amen. That means most of the dreams and visions you hear about on TBN are from the devil. I want to read a couple more verses before we close up. Yes, they do. And Jeremiah talks about those dreamers who are speaking of their own dreams and not the Word of God. Amen. Read verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Now, I don't have time to go through all that. That's something you need to meditate on, that passage right there. And I hope the rapture happens before the 23rd. Amen? Yes. Then in all love and fun, I'll poke fun at the suckers who thought it would be the 23rd. Amen? If we go up tonight, and I think a lot of these people are saved. That are getting suckered in by this. And I say, you thought you want to go back? We'll come back and get you Saturday. Yeah. Obey Acts 17:11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the Word of God with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. That's what you do. Got a minute for a Q&A. Any questions?
Just kind of the CSB and the, those are the ones that they did say sign.
So you read the Vatican versions, translated from Codex Vaticanus, the ESV, what else, the NIV?
Yeah, and the English Standard. There's several I checked, but they all say fine.
They'll lead you astray, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lewis?
I have a question. I see that on the 7 days and all that stuff. Is it 7 days? Is it 7 days represent the 7 years of the Vatican?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we went through Revelation 17, 18, and we showed that and many more things that point right to the Vatican and Rome. Well, I tend to believe that. I can't say that's a biblical thing. It's more of an observation, but it's going to be some form of world government that they'll, out of desperation, after a couple hundred million at least people disappear and they think it's aliens and everybody's freaking out and there's a total lack of trust among politicians, and even though the Vatican and the Pope and the priesthood of Rome has been filled with scandal and pedophilia and all that, for some reason it doesn't seem to affect people. Everywhere he goes, people just fall over themselves. This guy here is Francis, who I don't think is going to be the final one. But even this guy and the two before him, and I didn't pay much attention before that, but the last three popes I've watched, when they go anywhere, you'd think it was, you know, the Beatles and Elvis and everybody else showing up. And women are crying and they're trying to touch him and they're all worshiping him, you know? And yeah, there's a vial of blood that belongs to some saint, supposedly. They kiss skulls. And there's a lot of darkness. And of course, I don't go into a lot of this unless I can document, because people just go wild with it. I mean, just telling you, underneath the Vatican, there's all kinds of satanic things going on. Satanic black masses and satanic rites. There's a pedophilia, sex slave trade thing going on with the Vatican. They're busting out all these pedophiles and everything. It's just a nasty, wicked cult. Where? Yeah, they found numerous places, including in Ireland and other places, burial grounds where unmarked mass burial sites with children of all ages, where they just threw the bodies and covered them up. Just a bad, wicked. So, yeah, Revelation 17, 18 online, if you get over to Sermon Audio or wherever you can watch that.
And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. Wear a crown. Wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall